Two productions, a horror film and a crime drama series, are currently shooting in the Cape Fear region. Another TV pilot is in pre-production, and five projects recently wrapped. But even before the increased activity, two Wilmington-based actors traveled to Georgia last year to shoot The Glorias, a film about Gloria Steinem, starring Oscar-winning actor Julianne Moore. If you're a Walking Dead fan, you might have seen Ally McCulloch.
Got decapitated. It was pretty epic. And I got to do some really cool prosthetics and stuff I had never done before. Like, I had a life cast of my whole head so they could replicate my head. And then I show up on set and there is me.
Or her head, anyway. She was in Under the Dome, and she's in the feature film Drought,
which was locally made by some incredible up-and-coming wonderful filmmakers, Hannah Black and Megan Peterson, and made in Wilmington with Wilmington cast and crew.
She's also shooting an independent film
with my son, cast as my son.
Are we up to date? Nope.
Oh, I'm in the movie The Night House.
It was the first film sold at Sundance. It stars Rebecca Hall. Nick Basta, also an actor based in Wilmington and who also moved here to raise a child, is recognizable from the film Safe Haven, shot in Southport, as well as the TV show Banshee.
I did my share of Law and Orders back in the day. I did NCIS New Orleans. I did True Detective season 3. I did Queen Sugar in New Orleans as well.
He teaches in UNCW's theater department part-time. Local theater patrons might also recognize him as Willy Wonka.
My first musical.
Production on The Glorias was pre-COVID in January of 2019 in Savannah. It's based on the book Gloria Steinem wrote a few years ago, My Life on the Road, and Nick Basta describes it as a road movie.
There are four Glorias. One's like 4 years old, one 12. Alicia Vikander plays a 25-year-old. Julianne Moore plays her as an older woman. So each phase of her life is represented. And then, of course, they all communicate.
It's really an exploration of Gloria Steinem's life, told in multiple parts from childhood through the teenage years and into the 20s and then 30s and beyond.
Ally McCulloch plays one of Gloria Steinem's close friends, who's also a feminist activist and attorney.
Brenda Feigen, who came up with her at the same time. So it's about Gloria Steinem, but it's also kind of an exploration of like our country as a whole during these different time periods and what women went through, what they had to deal with, how it all sort of played out.
McCulloch's research for the role uncovered a reality that the actress herself finds, well,
it's mind-blowing to me what women have had to go through in the last 5 decades, what we've dealt with. I think the thing that strikes me the most is just the utter unfairness of it all.
Julie Taymor, who directed The Glorias, is probably best known for her work on the Oscar-nominated film Frida, about Mexican painter Frida Kahlo. But she is a theatrical pioneer. In the late 1990s, she designed the groundbreaking costumes for the Broadway musical The Lion King, and she directed it.
You know, Julie's a visionary. She's the most prolific theater director in history.
She is the best director ever. She let us explore, she let us play.
McCulloch says she started out intimidated by the prospect of working with Julianne Moore.
It's very scary.
But it turned into a learning experience and, her words, heaven on earth.
I've never had such a gracious, generous actor to work with in my life. There was just a tricky scene and Julianne came up to me in between takes and just had a conversation with me, like human to human, not actor to actor. And we talked about the scene and we talked about the words and she was like, you're doing great. Like, you're great. It's fine.
McCulloch says one of the key lessons for her, take that generosity and pay it forward. Nick Basta plays an amalgam, he says, of an editor.
It's kind of based on Clay Felker, I found out later. He started New York Magazine and was one of Gloria's first supporters in the magazine business. He essentially gave her some money, I believe, or lent her or found her some financing from Ms. Magazine.
It's the first non-villain he's played in about 5 years.
All these editors were really nasty to Gloria. And of course, she was treated Mad Men style and the whole Playboy thing. I'm a guy that actually notices her glasses.
This is important because the glasses become part of her identity, says Basta. And it was his choice to be sincere rather than sarcastic that landed him the job.
So this is when Gloria finds herself when she starts wearing the aviators. She discovers herself. She discovers her power, her superhero-ness, pretty much connected to the glasses. So my first line is, love the glasses.
Both Ally McCulloch and Nick Basta are unusual in that they've been able to work consistently as Wilmington-based actors. When the film incentive changed from a tax rebate to a grant, it meant more out-of-town travel for them. Then, when things started picking up again in Wilmington, the pandemic shut it all down. Once again, production is creeping back into Wilmington.
Busy, finally. I can't believe I've had two jobs in the last 6 weeks now, so that's good news.
And while The Glorias was shot pre-COVID, working on a set now requires new precautions.
You got to get tests every 3 days. All the crew has to be in masks. The cast cannot eat with anybody. It all has to be at your own trailer. So there's a new set of rules.
McCulloch says she's excited about her next acting jobs already in the pipeline. But this film is especially timely after Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg's unexpected death and the presidential election underway now.
You know, we have a responsibility to use our voice and to vote and to make sure that if something doesn't feel right in our soul, or if it does feel right in our soul, that we pursue that and against all odds. And I think that's what Gloria Steinem stands for to me.
The Glorias is out now on Amazon Prime. Rachel Lewis Hilburn, WHQR News.